In Northwest News from KPLU, Washington's senior U.S. Senator Patty Murray is introducing a bill to phase in a $12 an hour federal minimum wage. That sets the stage for another debate with Republicans who argue it would lead to job losses. More from KPLU business and labor reporter Ashley Gross.
No Republicans have signed on to co-sponsor the bill, and none appeared at a press conference in Washington, D.C. with Murray and Bobby Scott, a Democratic congressman from Virginia. He's sponsoring a similar bill in the House. Last year, Republicans blocked a minimum wage hike supported by President Barack Obama. Murray says she's hopeful Republicans will reconsider as they get pressure from constituents.
What I am hearing is that a lot of them know from their own home state experience that raising the minimum wage is very important to their own state and their economy, and they want our country to move forward on this.
The federal minimum wage has been stuck at $7.25 an hour since 2009. Murray says Washington state has given impetus to the rest of the nation to improve pay for the lowest earners. The state's minimum wage of $9.47 is the highest in the country. The cities of SeaTac and Seattle have gone even higher. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.